chapter 4, verse 12.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
I bring you a word on today entitled Function Where You Are. Function where you are. Somebody says it's easier said than done. But when you have no other choice, it's do or die. Function where you are. I'm going to ask the engineer to get on the screen for me the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. I'll take a premise from there. Function where you are. This word came to me simply because I was having a discussion in my house about the word of the Lord. And I said to the folks that I was speaking with, I said, the Bible says that the children of darkness are wiser than the children of light. And I then said, let me break it down. So when I broke it down, I then said to them, the children of darkness have learned the art of functioning in the dark. But the problem that we have with the children of light, we are yet to find out how to function in the light. You've been in the dark for so long that now that the light is on, you're like this. You ever trying to, or you might be in deep sleep and somebody walked in and switched the light on and you go, turn the light off. And you want to see, but you can't see because it's too bright in the room. Now I'm not your neighbor and say, how long have you been in the dark? Function where you are. Now the Apostle Paul, he said, this is what he said. I know both how, and this is the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. Let me break it down. Put a blindfold on me and I'm going to function. Open my eyes and I am going to function. Oh, lift your hand and say, all right, enemy, bring it on because I'm a function. Anywhere I'm at, I'm going to function. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Thou shalt declare a thing and the Lord will bring it to pass. He said, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. Both to be bound and to suffer need. In other words, what he's trying to say, I have learned how to function with little. I have learned how to function hungry. Like some of you that can't wait for the service to be over because you haven't learned how to function being hungry. Hello? And I know how to function being full. Then listen to this now. When he sum it all up, he come to the conclusion, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Rise to your feet and decree and declare this over your life and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Now give the Christ a hearty praise. I said, give the Christ a hearty praise. Function where you are. The light of the body is the eye. Come on, somebody, and praise God for your eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkened, how great is that darkness? So what the word of the Lord is saying here, if your light be darkened, how great is that darkness? You know why it is great? Because it is a shame to have light and can't function. It's a shame to be in the light. It is one thing not to have something. It's another thing to have something, but it's not working for you. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and money. If you try to serve God and money, you darken the shade. If you try to serve God and money, you're so tired, you can't even give God a praise. And the only time you can find rest is when it's time to go to church. Oh, what a sad story. And if you finally made it to church, you can't even raise your hand because you're so tired, your eyes are heavy laden with sleep. Now, the word of the Lord says, St. Luke 16, you should keep friends with money, because so does the children of the dark. So that when it is not well with you, that those that are your friends that have money, they will lead you into everlasting habitation. And something I know about folks that have money, they don't want to keep friends with people that don't have money. Oh God. Oh Lord now. So if Yeshua is telling you to keep friendship with people that have money, it simply means Yeshua is saying to you, you have money, make some friends like yourself. You should have money so that you can be friends with people that have money. So in case your money run out. But Yeshua is saying, this is what the people in the dark, this is what they do. So now he's trying to say, we that are in the light, we don't function like that. We're so stupid sometimes, because I know that you have some money. What you try to do, you know that I don't have no money. We are both light. You don't let me know you don't have any, you have money. The first thing you do when you meet me, you go, man, nothing is going on for me. Man, I'm broke. Man, I'm broke, because lest I borrow and don't pay. Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. Who am I talking to? What Yeshua is saying to us, the people in the darkness don't live like that. The people that are in sin don't function like that. So how can you say that you have light? Well, everybody that you know is poor. Everybody that you know is poor and busted. Now, when you're on your face, can nobody help you? You don't have one friend that you can call to say, my back is against the wall, my money is tied up. Then you learn the language of mama. Learn the language of money. Oh, you know, my money is tied, man. Let me hold $100,000. No problem. We're friends. We're good like that. $100,000. Here you go. But as long as you are the only one in the pack that have some money, guess what? You're gonna hide your money lest they drain you. Not a neighbor and said function. Learn the art of functioning. Function where you are. We are light. Oh, what great light. When sickness comes and knocks at our door, all we got to do is turn the light on. We are light. This light is in us through Yeshua the Christ. So when you turn the switch on, you turn on healing. When poverty knock at your door, flick the switch and change your environment, change your circumstances. The children of darkness learn how to function in the dark. Have you ever seen a blind person taking the bus? Have you ever seen a blind person that live by him or herself? I have seen a blind woman, and let me tell you something, her house kept cleaner than those that have two eyes to see. She knew where to find all of her neighbors. She could not see, but she knew the way. I am told that when you are blind, you are forced to use all of your senses. But now that we have light, we have to be able to function with the light. Oh God, help me. You see, because we are not being forced, we don't know how to function. I'm going to take you to one more scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, from verse 1 to verse 11. Thessalonians 5. Listen to this. But at the time and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write to you. You know what time it is. Come on now. For yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. Come on now. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Don't live as though you're not in the light. When you're in the light, you know what time it is. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. You are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. So when you are in the light, you are considered wise. Come on and shout amen. I said, when you are in the light, you are considered wise. Ye are all children of light. Hence, I implore you today to function as children of the light. And the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor are we of darkness. Come on, I know what time it is. I know that the Lord is at hand. I know that. How do I know that? Because I'm light. I'm a child of the day. I know what time it is. Just like I know what season we're in. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. I said, I wish somebody would praise God. Tuesday night, my family and I, you know, we went to the movies and we watched Harriet Tubman, and my son, we came out of the movies, and my son says, I have a word. I just want to say to everybody, brace yourself, because we're going to hear a death news. And by the next day, the death news came. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? Because he is not of the dark. Even though we were at the movies, he's still here. What time it is? Why? Because he's connected. The light, if light is in you, there are some things you're going to know. When light is in you, you know when to invest and when to pull out. When light is in you, you know that don't take Congress, please take Okeechobee. Oh God, you're not listening. How many times you would to God that you had listened to that little light that tell you, don't drive that way. Sometimes you even miss your way and purpose. Please don't turn around. Oh, not your neighbor and say, follow the light. Therefore, let us not sleep. In other words, don't become careless. Don't lose your sight. Be careful how you play in the sandbox. You don't know what is happening around you. You don't know what time it is. Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. We have too many churches that are sleeping. They don't know what time it is. There is never a word from the Lord. No light to heal the people. Not your neighbor and say, wake up. Don't sleep as others, but let us watch and let us be sober. For they that sleep, they sleep in the night. When people want to do foolishness, they do it in the night. When they want to get drunk, they get drunk in the night. When they want to cheat on their wife or their husband, they cheat in the night. Every little evil happens in the night. When people want to inflict iniquity on other people, they don't go to the see a man or the see a woman in the day. They go in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Come on now. Strap yourself with faith, because you are children of the light. So I know there are some stuff happening in your life. Strap yourself and move forward. Something I noticed about this movie that I was watching on Tuesday night, it's come to find out that Harriet Tubman was someone that hears from God. And when she went to go rescue so many slaves, and she got to make her way through the river, they did not want to follow her because they said that we will drown in this river. But she just kept on moving through the river. And when she got to a place where the water passed her shoulders, she stopped and she lifted her hand and she said, God, let the river flow through me. And then she believed the prayer that she prayed, and she just kept on moving. And before you know it, the water began to abate itself. And when the folks saw that, they began to follow suit. Somebody shout, faith. When you have light, you have faith. Function where you are. I don't care if they put you in a pit. Function in the pit. Remember the story after the death of Elisha, how a young man was running, trying to escape war, and he fell into the man of God's grave, and the dead bone bring back the man to life. The dead bones give life. Not your neighbor and said, even if you kill me, I'm still gonna function. Lord God, help me, Holy Ghost. I don't care what the enemy has brought to your doorstep. Learn to function. Because it's going to be well. Come on, lift up your right hand and declare, it is well. It is well. That which rises up against me cannot overtake me, because I'm a child of the light. The theme of light and darkness is permanent throughout the Bible. Darkness symbolizes Satan's evil. Demons and sinful deeds of those who do not obey God, but also presents the spiritual ignorance of those who sin has blinded their eyes from the light of God's truth. There is nothing more that God can do for us. All that we desire for God to do for us is already done. Do you understand how powerful this is? If you're here, you're sick in your body, I know that there's someone here for special healing today. And I got news for you. God is not going to send an angel from heaven to heal you. You are already healed. You just don't know it. And I come today to put my light with your light. And somebody else in this house will put their light with your light. Somebody shout, what a great light. And we are going to burn out the dark. I said, we are going to burn out the dark. I said that we are going to burn out the dark. We are going to burn out the dark. Oh, I wish somebody would believe God right where you are. Whatever you desire God to do for you, it is already done. If it is not already done, it will never get done. God's work for you is already done. God's work for you is already done. Come on, somebody, and say amen. So I ask you this question now. What is your problem? Is it money? He already taken care of that. He took your poverty and gave you his prosperity. Hello? How many of you know that money is a spirit? Listen to this. Because the Lord gave me this the other day. Money is a spirit that can be rebuked, called, and commanded. Anything that is a spirit can be rebuked, it can be called, and it can be commanded. So if money is your worry, if you have too much of it and it's leading you astray, you can rebuke it. If you don't have it and you want it, you can call it. If you call it and it don't come, then stop calling and command it. Oh God, you didn't even get that. You didn't get that. Because it is a spirit. And then God has given us power over all other spirits. Then I say that money is one of those spirits too. Come on, somebody, and bless God. Maybe your problem might not be money. It might be sickness. He said, by my stripe, you are healed. Somebody say, function where you are now. For some, it might be confusion. The brother testified about that today. And he said when he threw away the pills, he started feeling better. You got to trust God with your depression. Oh, somebody ought to bless God. It might be loneliness. But the hymn said, what a friend we have. in Jesus all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry. Somebody shout everything. I charge you by the power of God, find the power to function. You can, if that's what you decide to relish in. Whatever you desire to relish in, you need the power to do it. If you decide to remain sick, you need power to remain sick, because you can make yourself sick. Did you know that? Did you know that most of the diseases and sicknesses are self-inflicted? We stress so much, we worry so much, until we sick ourselves. So somebody told me a story on Wednesday night, and the person said, this person came to the prison where that person was in. The person said, be careful what you say, because what you say, it may take long, but it will come to pass. The person said there was this woman that was so afraid that a burglar is going to break in her house. Every night for years upon years, she kept on bugging her husband, make sure the doors are bolted. If there's a little sound, she said, honey, get up now. Make sure the doors are bolted. After so many years, finally one night, a burglar came. When the husband took up his baseball bat and went downstairs and he saw the burglar, he said, sir, you've got to come upstairs and meet my wife. My wife has been waiting on you for so long. My wife said that you would come. Listen to what I'm trying to say to you. Though it tarry long, if you decree it, it will happen. If you decree evil, it will happen. If you decree good, it will happen. So I encourage you today, decree good. You need power to function where you're at. The power of belief. You need power to function where you're at.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Thank you.